Call me a cynic, but I always thought diamond jewelry was unimpressive, overvalued, and boring. I always thought men who wore conspicuous diamonds as an advertisement for their assumed wealth and power were basically insecure. Diamond jewelry is what rulers wore until the peasants looted the palace and burnt it to the ground. That a groom-to-be has to set up a payment plan with the jeweler to see how many months of paychecks it will take to put a diamond ring on the finger of his intended is lame and fuels my contempt for marriage to dangerous levels. You need a diamond? How about a down payment on a house? That many diamonds are mined at great risk by oppressed and underpaid Africans who have to live in appalling conditions to the point where many people use the term blood diamonds raises no great deal of concern. So let's punch where it really hurts, the pocketbook. When people think by purchasing a diamond they are making a solid investment in their future, they are wrong. While a single piece of jewelry may appreciate with time, it's most likely due to the notoriety of the person who owned it. The phrase, diamonds are a girl's best friend, is bullshit. When you try to resell a diamond, you will be relegated to a diamond purchasing center or a pawn shop who will give you only a small percentage of what you bought it for. Good business acumen and a no-bid contract with the Bush administration would be a much better friend, girls. The fact is, diamonds are not rare. Great advertising and market manipulation to make them appear to be so has been in place for decades. When someone pays thousands of dollars for something so small that only depreciates in value, it makes me think that there's some truth to the phrase, diamonds are forever. They are forever separating fools from their hard-earned pay.